Folks, welcome to a brand new episode of Do Not Worry. Hide your Syrian friends and family in the basement.
God.
Because they are coming for them. It is a brand new episode of the podcast. Welcome. I am your host, Anthony, joined by the two interns, Noor and Nadim.
Hi, guys.
Good. How are you?
I'm منيح كتر خير الله. Doing good. Folks, subscribe to the channel. Leave a like on this video. Leave a comment. Your engagement is very helpful to a small independent YouTube channel such as this one. And consider supporting us on Patreon. And let me take a second to welcome a brand new patron, Fat Phoenician, folks. Fat Phoenician.
أول اسم للصراحة.
كثير أول اسم. Welcome, Fat Phoenician. I hope Fat Phoenician believes that we're still Arabs. I hope he's not. we're Phoenicians, we're not Arabs. We are Arabs, but so no. Thank you for the support regardless, Fat Phoenician. Before we get into thanking more amazing patrons, let's talk about some of the topics that are going to come up this week, folks. Crepeway has responded to the Birdalicious ad. I have been reached out to personally. What is going on? What are the updates? You're not going to want to miss this. Muayin from Serde, folks, was hospitalized because of a burnout and pneumonia. We'll talk about it and burnout and YouTube burnout and all that good stuff. And a very special thank you to Mustafa Haidar, fan of the show, and PetPix for sponsoring this episode. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but thank you so much to Mustafa for reaching out. And yeah, let's get to it. As you guys might have noticed, folks, I look a little bit different. Just wanted to get it out of the way. I shaved, okay? I shaved like almost 2 weeks ago. And to be fair, like, my beard had kind of grown back. I shaved right before this episode because I figured it wasn't fair to you guys not to see me. You've never seen me like this. Have you guys ever seen my upper lip?
No.
It's the first time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen me with a mustache. I've shaved everything else, but I've always kept some kind of facial hair. This is the closest, so you guys deserve to see it. Here you go. It looks a little weird, huh?
But
I'm used to it now. And I forget. No, I'm not going to do that. And I forget that I shaved now. But when I see people, they're like, what have you done? I'm like, ah, I've been over that for 2 weeks
now.
And what do you guys think?
Do you know the videos about when a father shaves his beard and mustache when the kids see them and they start crying?
To cry?
I feel the same.
You want
to
cry? Is it that bad, huh? And what do you think?
لا أنا حبيت أوي.
How's that work?
الصراحة.
لا أنا team mustache.
Should I grow? Oh, mustache? You want the mustache? When I see pictures of myself now with a mustache and with a mustache, I'm like, what was I thinking? Just to be honest, the beard, I still like the beard, but the mustache looks kind of weird now. I don't know. So I shaved, so my glasses all of a sudden looked too big, so I had to change my glasses, and then my hair looked too big, so I had to cut my hair. So I look very different. I changed a lot, and I wasn't expecting all of that to happen, and I chipped my tooth. So something really bad happened, like, a couple of days ago. Pascal Sleiman, and here's a photo of himself and his lovely family. He was murdered, and his body was found in, like, Syria. I mean, I'm not too clear on the details, but apparently he was murdered, and, like, his body was taken in the trunk of a car all the way to Syria. They're claiming that it was a car theft, but so no, there seems to be a lot more at play. I don't think it was just a simple car theft. He is the leader of, like, the Uwait party, Biblos or Jbeir. If I understand correctly, I don't want to say, I don't make any mistakes.
مدير التنسيق بسموه
تبع جبال. Okay. I'd never heard of him. I don't know much about him, but by all accounts, he seems like a very nice man, great family man, and haram to his family. He's got three lovely kids, a lovely wife. Yeah, and it obviously seems horrific. But what that has led to is a spike in hate crimes, بلبنان, against just Syrians, because he was murdered by Syrians. His body was found in Syria. Hello, we have a bunch of people running around Jbeir. I saw a couple of videos of, like, people in Jbeir destroying a car that had a Syrian license plate number. And I saw a very disturbing video of them just beating up a random Syrian man. So, and it's very dangerous what's happening. Obviously, I understand people being angry and being upset. Best to turn it around and blame all Syrian refugees for what's happening is obviously not the right response. It is your... You're fighting evil with evil. It is an absolute, like, overreaction. Ooh, like, people are jumping back at the whole Syrian refugee issue as if that is the main problem in Lebanon. Like, Lebanon is the most corrupt country in the world with the most corrupt politicians. Yet you still have people that think that the main problem in Lebanon are Syrian refugees, which is not the case. Akid, I do believe that we have, for a country as small as Lebanon with as few resources as Lebanon, we do have, I think, way more refugees than we can properly handle. Absolutely, I don't think it's wrong to say that, best to blame Syrian refugees for the problems that Lebanon have, or to blame an entire population or group of people for the murder, the brutal murder of one person, I don't think is the right way to go about it. But I understand tensions and emotions are running very high right now. So I just wanted to talk about that, because as we speak, some shit's going down. And I have an article here from Naharnet. It says that they're framing it like someone was trying to steal his car. They hit him on the head with like the butt of a gun multiple times. They put him in the trunk. Apparently, he died in the trunk on the way to Syria.
No. I saw a video where... No, AR video. I saw him dead, like his dead body, and he was shot multiple times.
Yeah. So this is, this is kind of like the cover story. I think that's they're running with.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a conspiracy. He's a very important political figure. Murdering this man leads to tensions between multiple political parties. It's a lot more than just a car theft, as they're trying to present it. But yeah.
I hope this doesn't escalate any further. I know مش عايزين any more hate against any kinds of people. So
yeah, but it was like the same قبل ما يبلشوا أحداث غزة. تتذكروا كمان it was the same thing. They were going like after Syrians.
Blaming refugees is the go-to for so many governments that are like fucking up. You know what I mean? It's the biggest distraction. It's the easiest distraction. Don't look at us. Don't look at all the problems that we're causing. Don't look at our fuck-ups. In the States, they always blame the Mexicans. In France, they'll blame Algerians. It's like everywhere. Everyone has a scapegoat. Yeah. Anna, it happens to be Syrians. And there is a legitimate case to be made. We have so many more Syrian refugees than any other country in the world combined. So there is a legitimate case to be made that we do have way more refugees than we can handle. Sure. And it does often sometimes cause security concerns. Mish Dayman, if one Syrian man commits a crime, you can't vilify and dehumanize an entire race of people. It's a complicated issue to talk about. So anyways, rest in peace. Stay safe, everybody. And Syrians, seriously, hide. Stay in the basement for a little while until it's safe to come back out. Wissam Kamal, folks, Lebanese stand-up comedian, friend of the show, personal friend of mine for many years now, just launched his latest hour, Ashtav Zoom, and he was kind enough to invite me, folks, and the interns, because they couldn't make it.
Thank you, Wissam.
Merci. Yeah. You're going to make the next one, aren't you? You'll make it for sure.
Promise.
So he was kind enough to invite me and a guest to his latest show, Ashtav Zoom, his latest hour. I just wanted to talk to you guys about it for a quick second. Here's the picture. Here's the poster. It was honestly really, really nice, and I've known Wissam for a long time, and it was really nice to see him, like, literally improve. Yeah, I've seen him on stage multiple times. This is the first time I'm like, damn, like Wissam has fully got it down. Like he's a pro. I'm watching a professional.
Awesome.
He felt extreme. Not to say that he was bad before, but I've never seen him so comfortable on stage. He like really commanded the stage. He really owned it. So I don't know. It was very nice to see. And it's nice to see him progress over the years. Like I saw his early shows and I saw his first hour. And then to see this, it was really, really nice. The event was at KED. The service was very nice. Everyone was very nice over there. I also want to take a second to shout out one of Wissam's opening acts, Jalal Ash'ari. He was one of the comics who was in the sketch show that I talked about last week, Elif Ba'dounis. He was hilarious. He told a very funny story about like gyms and Perla and taking a tour at the gym. Really, really funny. So I'd be excited to watch like a full show of Jalal's whenever he has one. So thanks again, Wissam. Much love. And he might be touring Europe and stuff soon. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I think so. I said it now. So, hey, just watch. Follow Wissam Kamal for more information. Find out when he's doing his new hour here in Lebanon and abroad if you live abroad. I hope he gets his visa. Moving on, folks. The First Omen, a horror movie. Have you guys... Do you guys know The Omen? Have you ever seen any of The Omen movies? Damien, the little devil boy. Son of the devil, born from a human woman. Son of a jackal. No, you've never seen them?
No.
I think it's an old movie from like the 70s. I've seen one of the old ones, like The Omen 3 or something. And I saw the remake in 2006 or 7 with Liev Schreiber.
I thought it was something new and like we're missing out.
No, it's a pretty old franchise, but they made a remake in like 2007 or 2006. Well, they made a prequel to the original Omen called The First Omen. It's about like how Damien was born, like how his mom became pregnant with the little baby devil or whatever. Anyways, it's getting pretty good reviews. Surprisingly, you know, everyone was expecting it to be shit, but apparently, if you live in Lebanon, you're not going to get a chance to find out, folks, because it has been banned. As always, according to Anis Tabit, as always, his tweets are there's always good news about movies getting banned. It's like the first omen has been banned in Lebanon, the only country to do so in the Middle East. Aywa. So we're going, I guess, the movie has the Antichrist, the devil, there's a bunch of nuns. The nuns are probably doing some stuff in there. So I'm not surprised at this point. You know what I mean? Now we are the extreme Christian country. We have to be, we have to, they want to represent. So anything that remotely questions Christianity or like offends, I'm guessing, again, guys, just to say, The Exorcist came out when Nizil Bilibnain, the Sabainit. Watch The Exorcist. It's got the most fucked up shit you've ever seen. And is it, we're just going backwards, kind of. And I get it. If you're religious or if this stuff upsets you and offends you, don't watch it. Don't go to the movies. But no, I'm not gonna die on a hill to watch the first Omen.
That's a cool poster.
Yeah. I honestly wasn't interested in seeing it until I heard a lot of the reviews that said it was actually very good. So now I'm like, I would have liked to see it in theaters, to be honest with you. So I am a little upset. Ooh, so there was an eclipse yesterday. So yes. By the time you guys watched this, the eclipse was a few days ago. Was it here in Lebanon? Could we see it here?
No,
I think it was in North America.
In the States and stuff like that? Okay. So everyone was talking about it as if it was happening here. Hasid, I'm like, I couldn't give less of a shit. Even if it was happening here, folks, I would not have known. I didn't even like peek out the window and be like, is it happening? Nothing. I used to, it happened 20 years or 30 years ago. I remember having the glasses and shit.
It's like, I'm كتير صغير مرة صار
الإكليبس. Yeah, أنا كمان, like, fitna فيها and it was fucking awesome.
أنت كنت كبير شوي.
I'm kind of over it though now. I wasn't that old. No, I remember being super young, like, you know. It might have happened again. My body, like.
It's relative.
I don't know. Like, I was just so not interested. And I like space. I like all that sort of thing. So I was like, fucking eclipse, bro. Who's it? Who's still in, like, you might go blind if you look at it, but it's like, so why is everyone excited about this?
I like how unexcited you are.
About the eclipse? Yeah, it's like, خلاص, my body. Anyways, fuck it. Didn't even happen here. I didn't, like, that's how unexcited I was. I didn't even know if it was happening here. And I didn't even care. Anyways, let's move on. To Abu Hadi, folks. I've missed Abu Hadi. You guys want to talk about Abu Hadi?
Yes.
And I love supporting Abu Hadi.
Shout out Abu Hadi.
We're skipping through the topics.
We're going quick. Hey, this is a random episode, folks. We're going to get to the crepe way, the good stuff. We're catching up. We had a week off. And I don't know how to do the show. And all it takes is 1 week off. I come back. Like, I've never hosted a podcast before in my life. Abu Hadi, folks, but new content. Okay, this is him like announcing his new video, which confused a bunch of people out of TikTok. Let's see. This is
Abu Hadi.
Announcing, I love his haircut, announcing his new content.
من هون بتحكي الفيديو بس بدي منكم قبل كل شيء تعملوا لي فولو لأبو جود لحط لكم الصورة ولحط لكم اللينك بالبايو وبالكومنت بكون كثير
So hikmat al-yom. Hikmat al-yom basically means today's lesson. Every day, but doyate, like a nice little lesson, a nice little moral hik, a thing that we can watch. I think this confused the shit out of people out of TikTok. They're like, Shrambi Seed. Why are there two characters? They're like, what are you talking about?
On TikTok, I'm always confused.
They're extra confused. So he felt the need to come out and clarify what he's doing to these little punks on TikTok.
Salam. بالنسبة لفيديو مبارح اللي عم تقول انه ما فهمت شيء اليوم رح فهمكم هي وبطريقتي انا
عطريقتي
انا رح اعمل محتوى جديد بتقول شو حكمة اليوم اوكي ما حدا يتفهمن بالكومنتات
Why did it take so long? Can I do a live chat? So ما حدا يتبين لك باب الكومنتس يعني خلص this is what he's doing بس I don't get what's so different about this than the خيار content and وما خيار content was like حكمة اليوم and إذا واحد قال لك هيك قال له هيك وخيار
different format different format
يعني بيوصي زيت ريسيلي بس I guess in a more family friendly way
لا بحس لك لأنه هيك حيكون قاعد
you don't have to
he was always family friendly
you don't have to imagine Nadim this is here it is
نزلها
حكمة اليوم let's go
حكمة اليوم ما تخدعك المظاهر فهدوء المقابر لا يعني انه الجميع في الجنة رفعت الجلسة
شو وضع
honestly it's missing the خيار
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of better when you did like الخيار and then the music. It was more.
بس هبلا edit. It's a bit classier. It's more tasteful. It's more mature.
But it's anticlimactic. Anyways, we have a better look at Abu Hadi's.
Abu Hadi wants to grow up.
He does want to grow up because he is stuck in a weird little body. That we have a much better look at because of this video, folks. We have a much clearer, like, and God bless this man. عن جد الله يشفيه. نحن بنحبك يا أبو هادي. قد الدنيا.
He's not sick.
He's
got something. So look, let's watch.
اسمع. نحن بنقرف منكم. ما بنتغير عليكم. لك خيار.
Now look at the way the shirt is fitted. We're going to pause this. We're going to mute this. Elijah, keep the picture up.
We're going to zoom in, Shrey.
There's a weird, like, there's a, we're going to play it again. Like, we're going to continue. There's a shape, the outline of his back. He's got like a hunch, like a weird hunch going on or something.
That arc.
You know, God bless him. He looks like in pain as he's walking, just walking from point A to point B.
Hatta heck.
Looks painful. He can't move much. He doesn't have much mobility in his shoulders, apparently. That is a long vid. He has the end. There's like 30 seconds of him just walking in slow-mo. Keep it playing, Elijah. The slow-mo walking of him, hey, in black and white. So this just gives us a better look at, you know, his condition. We love you, Abu Hadi. Allah yishfi. Salamtak.
Ezabek shi.
نحن كتير منحبك. لا, he's the best. بعد بيبعت لي, كل ما ينزل فيديو جديد بيبعت لي على تيك توك. ما بيرد عليه. بقول له بحبك يا أبو هادي. He's just like, just send me more videos. He doesn't care about my friendship. Or my love. But I love him. All right. What's next? We are flying through. You guys remember Kuki and Dahlia, her aunt? حكينا عنهم last week.
How can we forget?
It turns out she does have a daughter. You found out, you know, she does have...
Two daughters.
God bless them. God bless that family.
She looks quite young.
Yeah, she looks pretty young to have a couple of older kids. But we're not here to question that right now. Mm-hmm. We are here to talk about... it was 3 a.m. I was awake. So I was scrolling on the TikTokies. And I remember Kuki and Dahlia had this whole drama about Dahlia wanting to sing, but she can't sing properly, according to Kuki and her mom. And Dahlia's own family cannot be bahadluwa on TikTok. But now they seem to have buried the hatchet, folks, and they are dancing. This was at 3 a.m., folks. I was just watching this for like 4 minutes. Got Dahlia dancing.
ما شاء الله ما يرحمي كل حدا بفوت يكون خرا ما مزبوط بفوت على اللايف لو مشان أسرج بالحرام لو مشان أشخر حمار بالحرام. مش عاجبك لا في شيء اسمه سكرول او سكيب خلص تهبل بقى
هيك انت
كل واحد حر بيال بده اياه
انا بعد هذا جوز دانسينج انا تشوف تنزل فيهم مسبب انت جوز جوز لايك Dude, they were doing this the whole night. It was just like a music dance stream. At 3 a.m. شوف, look, you see the time up there. It's like 2.
انت انا بخلك انت بس ما
انا that would be funny, yeah. انا كنت بتاخد بريك قاعد بس Yeah, it is weird. Okay, let's mute this right now. The one on the left is the aunt in the pink pants. Yeah, she looks younger than Kuki. Anyways, this was just so they've buried the hatchet, apparently. The family is fine. They're friends again. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Here's Kuki getting into a fight with her mom, though. And this is, honestly, they're kind of a, like, I don't want to say trashy family, but they're like, they're kind of trashy.
بعرف عم بشحدهم منك شحاد للجولات ما عندي مستوى شو بكي ما شفي عندي مستوى بدك تطلع ناس عندها مستوى ما شو بكي ما بتعرف بالليف وبدها تعصب علي عم بتربيني يا بروفيسور بعد هالعمر عم بتربيني فكرة حالها بتفهم ما بفهم قرأ مكسرة ما شكلك انت وياهم هو عم يفتنوا بيني وبينك يا مهبولة طلعت هلا ما بقى تردي عليهم لك ما عن حال مالك انت كيف معصبة رح تجننيني مالك معصبة
شو وات
شو بكي انا وحيت انا معصبة لك قولوا لها انها معصبة انا بعرف
قولوا لها انها معصبة she's telling chat to tell her mom انه يعني she's talking with her mom through TikTok chat chat قولوا لها لاما انها هي معصبة انا مش غلطانة Chat.
Oh my God, bro.
What a dysfunctional family, bro. Oh, like, I'm منك الجولات. Why are you talking like that to your daughter?
Seriously,
get a real job too. Like, what the fuck? Just sitting there using your daughter for TikTok. This is, you know what I mean? What I'm saying?
What
the fuck are you talking about, bro? This is nasty.
تخيل عم ما بعرف تخيل انتو عم تحكي مع بيك برو الجولة على تيك توك
على تيك توك لايف عم بهدي البعد برو على تيك توك لايف عم بلي عم يشحضن شحادة منك الجولات ما في مستوى بدلعب معك ما عندك مستوى انا مش كلمة ما في مستوى we used to use that when I was like 11 years old بنلعب
بس تلعب هيدا سافا فيرمي اكلي وهيك
بنلعب كاونتر برو بنلعب كاونتر سترايك بالنتورك ما في مستوى خي ما في like that's how long ago that I used to say ما في مستوى weird maybe that's just a me thing probably just a me thing يعني
the counter strike
folks I just want to take a second to thank some of our amazing patrons I hope you guys like that smooth transition starting with our beautiful got your patrons folks Rifat Fakih Burgery Elia Mujabbir Jessica Ann and Jack Sleeman we love you guys thank you so much for supporting our channel we cannot exist without you a beautiful superhero patrons like Kevin Masad Ryan Nabulsi Najio, Mo Hariri, Muhammad Mansour, Ghassan Hamoud, you guys are beautiful, we love you. And some lovely blonde patrons like Enzo S, Jad Al-Hajj, Jad Sabir, Wael Abu Karam, Malik UX, Mirna Zakaria, Paul Christel and Lily, Sarah Jane Fahd, and Gilbert Dubois. God bless you guys, we love you so much. If you guys would like to support this little independent YouTube channel on Patreon, make sure that I can pay my interns, make sure that the show can keep going. The show cannot exist without you. It is a show by the people, for us, by us, FUBU. Find a tier that's right for you. Visit us online. And we love you forever, folks. Thank you so much. Moving on.
Did intense getting, bro.
خلاص, we got better. Chantal Goya. Chantal Goya.
Teta Goya.
Teta Goya at this Teta point. Goya. A legend in the world of millennials, I guess. Maybe people slightly older than me, but you know, mainly millennials, probably Gen X. Do you guys know who Chantal Goya is?
Ubes.
Because I guess we're Lebanese. So she was like, she had hosted a children's show. But did you guys watch Chantal Goya as children?
Yeah.
But you guys are significantly younger than I am. I'm 33. Yeah. You're 20. You're 10 years younger than I am. How old are you? 25? 23? 23. Also 23. It was Nadim's birthday, folks. I mean, recently. Yeah. Happy birthday, Nadim. Happy birthday. Wish Nadim. And I'm sorry for every joke we ignore. We don't love Nadim. I wish you ما بسمع in general. Exactly. Love you, Nadim Anjad. You're one of the best. You're a sweet boy with a heart of gold. Anjad, ever since you've joined this podcast, you've made it 100 times better. I have to make up for all these people. All the people calling me an asshole. Tell me that I don't treat them well.
You're a good co-host.
He's a nice boy. Good boy. Anyways, Chantal Goya. اجيت على لبنان تجي كل كم سنه بتعمل لها دق بالكازينو
بتعمل لها دق مسيو لليفر بتفل
بتعمل لها دق مسيو لليفر مسيو لليفر راكونت موا بتفل I don't know what the fuck I'm not implying that Chantal Goya has sex with Monsieur Lelivre that is not what I'm saying this went so she who mean Joe Ashar who's the man in this video
okay Joe Ashar is a Lebanese singer
okay
بس اجيت Chantal Goya انه هيك هو انه
كان بلا سلم عليها بالمطعم يعني I, for some reason, I felt like he was the owner of this restaurant. Anyways, here's a video. This video made it online. It's Chantal Goya ma el fennin Jo Ashar, who couldn't keep his hands off Chantal. let's watch.
De vous recevoir ici chez nous.
Merci.
Vous êtes bien venu
spécialement au Liban.
Ah oui.
Ok. Hey, no. Yeah, I'm trying bro. Yeah, she's looking at the.
Bro. Symbol de l'enfance.
Symbol de l'enfance.
Ah ouais, mais que nous français ou nous.
Let's go. Let's just scroll back to a second. This is after he touches her face. She looks at the camera. She's like, what the fuck did he just do to me?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il a fait, ce sale arabe? Ce sale arabe m'a touché le visage. Oh, mais oh, mais quel sale arabe, je suis pas raciste, non?
Like, dude, I think she, elle habite, yani, fucking, she's like, Chamachina, Joe Ashar, bro, let the woman enjoy her breakfast. Shove her finger down her fucking throat, come in. Hey, Chamtami, drink al Bennett. Lal madame, sorry, Chantal Kibrit. Very classy woman, still. I don't remember any of her books. Wait, Monsieur, that Monsieur Livre. She didn't sing. Did she sing Monsieur Livre?
He
in the studio, Monsieur Livre.
He ran it. C'est le chat, botte, ta na 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 na.
I don't remember any of that. Anyways, I think Chantal Goya is smart too. Like, she's making money off of old people, bro. Ain't nobody like. no kids are going to watch this, or the parents that are taking their kids, the kids don't know who the fuck this is. They're like, who's this old woman on stage, like barely being able to move? She's like trying to dance. Was she, I don't know. Does she dance? Probably doesn't dance.
ليك بس بس كانت صغيرة كانت تعمل هول ال بإجريها إنه هيك.
Like what is it called? Tap dancing?
Tap dancing.
She's a tap dance?
She's a week.
Dude, I don't remember any of this shit, bro. Okay, so she's a tap dance.
So,
as she's trying to tap dance as an older woman, you know, I think it's just like the moms and the dads that are like, yay, and the kids are like falling asleep, like bored to death. They just want the iPad. They're not both Fruit Ninja or some shit.
When I don't remember seeing her, but a mom bit Ella and Umbala.
Oh, you've seen her live?
Yeah, yeah, can it بالكازينو?
أنا أكيد.
No, she ain't ever been casino. I know, but no. أنا as a kid, I just watched her on TV.
Where? يعني بس إجيت على الكازينو كنا نحنا تلاتة بزيت الأودا بس ما إحنا كنا نعرف بعض.
أنا ما رحت على الكازينو. I've never seen her live. أنا بس شفتها على TV, bro.
ما بعتقد كنا على نفس الشورينج.
أنا was too old. Yeah, I was not a fan of. But when you were going to الكازينو, أنا خلاص I had upgraded. To comic books, adult stuff. You know what I mean? Okay, Chantal Goya, خلصنا. Speaking of Chantal Goya being back, we have another comeback, folks. Our girl, our queen. It's been a while. It's been a minute. Linda Cristina.
Hey.
Linda Cristina Karam. Linda Karam. Was that her last name? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mamninsa, mamninsa. Yani, we reacted to her. We even reacted to her mom's content. Adma, yani, fitna bil'aili. Her mom. Yeah, yeah, her mom was interesting. Her mom did some funny stuff. I remember she made, I think she made like a chicken stroganoff dish, if I remember correctly. That was during the Do Not Worry Awards. Anyways, Linda Cristina is back with her legendary vlogs.
هيدا هاد بحيات سوشيال ميديا مانجر ب5 هوتيلز اند ريزورتس كان الاوبننج تبع 5 لوكس بجي بي ار جيت مع جاز كرمال اللي خدع عيد الايستر بجوس ايلاند هو بيكون بقلب الهوتيل وقبل النهار كمان كنا هون لشي ساعه 2 بالليل اكلون كتير طيب صراحه كبير كتير الكاوتش ليكو كيف كنا عم فوت كمان عطونا باني ايرز مهتمين ومن بعد الغدا رحنا على بلايا باشا كنا جروب جايين من الماركتينج تيم عم نتصور مع التشيري بالونز ومحطوطه على ماي درينك 5 بصراحه كتير انبسطنا شايفين أكبر من هيدا السكرين حد البول it's huge بعدين مشينا حد البيتش and I'm like you're coming home with me قد ما حبيت التاولز ليكو شو حلوين وهول الرومز مع بولز I'm amazed like at all the
rooms this is only halfway through bro there's like I feel like I've watched a 7-minute video already and it's been like 20 seconds like you know what I mean there's so much in this let's continue
rooms here
ليكو السبا pool من هلا بلشت تفكر شو بدي اسوي الكونتنت ما قدرت ما جرب الجيم ورجعت اتذكر البوكسينج سكيلز تبعي
انا حسيت انه
اجمل شيء هون الفيو اتس اميزنج واكيد كان لازم نروح على باراديسو اول ما فتحوا الدرينكس عن جد ار انكريدبل حتى طريقه البرزنتيشن كمان في تيرس ومن هون في شوف 5 بالم when and I work بعدين رحنا على رونين تنتعشى Japanese food the interior the food music كل شيء كان يعني another level بس كتير exciting انه فتح 5 blocks وبشوفكم السبت هونيك لكاي ميوزك I'm counting down the days
بتعرف قد ايه دفعوا بتعرف قد صرفوا مصاري
قد ايه كلف قد ايه كلف الفلوج يا نديم
برو اكيد مش تحت ال 400 دولار اكيد مش تحت ال 400 دولار
Slick, that was a good vlog, يعني. Like, goddamn. ما أخذت نفس. From pools to towels.
Yeah, no way. It's very well edited. شايل النفس بين كل جملة وجملة to film more. Great job.
But the couch, when she said that the couch is... the She has not... It's the Linda and Christina of old. يعني, you know what I mean? The outings have gotten maybe a little fancier. But the accent is the same. يعني, she's doubling down on the... والله, نحن we salute you.
Bravo.
I love her vlogs.
Excuse me.
Her and her sister.
Her sister's doing vlogs too. Mm-hmm. So we got mama and the sister now. Mm-hmm. The whole family.
Yeah, I love their vlogs.
Well, the Linda Cristina cinematic universe. I'm not the Avengers of the Marvels. Should keep an eye out on the family for fun stuff.
I follow them.
Fishy Kharij?
No, they're just fun.
Speaking of Linda Cristina and Dubai, Israel, folks. Israel. Joe Rogan. And I don't watch the Joe Rogan podcast anymore. I used to. I only really watch it when he has like guests that have to do with aliens, and I'm into that sort of thing. Other than that, you know, Ever since he went crazy with the COVID thing, we became like super anti-vax, kind of Zajnish way. But I still really like, I still like him as a person overall. And I like that Joe Rogan is not easy to put in any basket. Yani, Republicans have a hard time claiming him as a Republican. Democrats, he's all over the place. But he generally leans left. I would say in my head, he's a liberal. You know what I mean? So he's hard to pin down. In my head, he represents the common average American. Because he's kind of all over the place. You know what I mean? Ooh, his beliefs and stuff. Anyways, he just shared his thoughts on the situation be Israel. And he basically called it a genocide, which to me is important. Again, and who is it doesn't matter what Joe Rogan thinks. But if Joe Rogan is thinking that, I think that a lot of regular Joes, average Joe schmoes in America are probably thinking like him. And that's a good thing. And you want people to think the way he is. So I just want to watch this clip. Hopefully it doesn't get claimed or anything. But I kind of like this.
Hey, I want to know what she was fired for. Because was it criticism of Israel? Did she show that Edward Snowden video that he put up on Twitter that shows them drone bombing those kids that are those men, I should say, unarmed people that were walking towards the rubble that clearly weren't causing any danger to anybody?
Yeah, right.
They just bombed them.
Yeah, no, it's your duty. It's just like for Biden or whoever you like, you're supposed to cover up for them.
But the whole thing is like they're always saying they're only targeting Hamas and everybody else is a casualty. Well, if those guys are just unarmed civilians and they're walking alone, that's what they appear to be.
Dresden.
And you just blast them from the sky with robots.
This is the tragedy of war.
Yeah, this is insane. And no one knows what to think now, because if you can't talk about that, if you can't say that's real, then you're saying that genocide is okay as long as we're doing it. And
that is what we're saying.
And if you're saying that from a perspective of someone who literally went through the Holocaust, or your people, your tribe, went through the fucking Holocaust, and now you're willing to do it?
I hope the irony's not lost on you.
It's so nuts. It's so hard to imagine that someone where a culture, like a country was like officially founded in, what, 47?
48.
48? Okay. Officially founded. So that's so recent. and you guys are willing to do what was done to you that led you to believe that you needed to start your own country? You're willing to do that, at least on a small scale, in Gaza. Like, there's nothing left. If you see the videos, let's see some recent footage of Gaza.
I fucking love this. We reacted to something similar like a few months ago when Theo Vaughn, another podcaster, was talking about this. He was calling it genocide. I just love it when these people like that represent the common man kind of reach this realization. I think it's good, and that can hopefully mean that some more pressure can be put on the government to stop what's happening. I know that there's coming up polls that are coming out from the states. The vast majority of Americans want what's happening in Israel and Gaza to stop. They want a ceasefire. The majority of Republicans want a ceasefire. The vast majority of Democrats want a ceasefire. Hopefully. Any thoughts on that?
No, it's good. I don't know when not at that on an impact or not. In the US,
I'm happy this represents public opinion, maybe, like you said. Again, who's Joe Rogan, and we're no one's waiting for him.
And it hopefully represents more positive signs to come from like the general population.
Joe Rogan, the audience, Andrew Tate,
He can have some influence. He can have some sway. A couple of interesting Joita CD's videos surfaced on my TikTok, and I figured we talk about them because they're both taken within a very similar theme of Joita CD's kind of being like passively aggressively complaining about social media norms when like he's actually like furious about it.
Yeah.
He's pretty outwardly, being honest about how he feels. Honey, it's called They're Talking About You, and it is that deep, Saraha, which is I find this whole thing an overreaction.
Bonjour, bonjour, je suis in the mood and I'm doing some charity work. I'm going to give you one of the tips that you learned in your life. If you have friends, don't put your stories on them. Don't do mention your stories, don't do repost. I don't know. You don't show them, you don't have pictures with you. I don't know. Those people are talking about you and they don't want their friends to know انه انتوا عم تظهروا سوا. اكيد في
exceptions. It would suck being his friend. Like, can you imagine the pressure? Like, when we're hanging out, if we don't take pictures together, that means you're ashamed to behave. If I post a picture of you and I tag you, but you don't repost it, it means you are talking about me behind my back. It's like, goddamn, bro, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth being your friend. And always thinking that your friends are talking about you, like you already have an unhealthy relationship with them. Like, it's a toxic. كلها بعد الrelationship مبينة toxic.
أصلا هيك بحسهم هيك انه كيف بكن كل ما يظهر دينر او شيء هيك خبرنا عنك
عم يصوروا بعض the whole time get dirt on each other قبل ما قاعدين بعض شو قلت شو
طبعا في عالم ما بيحطوا دي ستوريز مع ولا حدا اوكي سي نورمال انه عادي وبس انه مثلا تعملوا منشن لحدا ما يعملوا لها ريبوست لنقول انه ها انه سبيسيفيك ما عم يحكوا عنكم
بتأذي
جايز عم يحكوا عنكم
نو سمتايمز اي لوك لايك شيت
انه انتم معهم
هيك رايت بس انت يا نور
تعقد
كان لوك لايك شيت ولا فوق راسنا دائما يا نور
نو they are not happy to be your friends and it's that deep ماشي حدا من نوع داري comments عامل لي it's not that deep
it's not that deep
I don't repost and ما عندي وقت c'est pas vrai they are not reposting لأنه ما بدون العالم يعرفوا أنه أنتوا معكم هو على اليني
مين كسر له قلبه رجوع
تسيديس شغلة من زمان
حدا هلأ بيكون like it's probably just happened like he posted a photo نطر خمسة دقايق مسا like they didn't repost it نزل بالسيارة quand les gens ne font pas share it's like bro it just happened give him a second
share
عطيها سيني maybe she'll repost it when she gets home maybe عم بتسوق بعدها she's still driving دغري فيت على السيارة الشرمو تمام بيكي post it is that deep
j'ai trouvé que j'ai raison it's that deep pour nous donc ça c'est هيك the tip of the day و هيك some charity work مني لإلكن يلا follow for more
حكمة اليوم you know what I mean he's Abu Hadi same content Anyways,
that was كلهم زعلت له إذا هو أبو هادي نفس الكونتنت.
أبو هادي أحلى بقى.
ليك أبو هادي فاكر أعطيك أبو هادي.
It would shatter him.
Any day, لا أبو هادي بيسوى 100 جوي تاسيديس. هون إيه؟ كمان. This is a bit more passive aggressive. Look, I don't care about birthday wishes, but it's like he cares so much that he did a 3-minute video about it in his car. Looking, what is this with this lighting, bro? Like he's starting to look like Thanos.
Bonsoir, bonsoir, guys. Je fais ce TikTok pour essayer de comprendre un sujet. Quelle année à la mon anniversaire? No, I realize no. في عالم إنه ما بتحسوا إنه ما بتطلع منهم كلمة happy birthday إنه بتعلق هون. Littéralement. Oh, by the way, I'm doing this video, بس إنه I'm not you know, angry about it.
لا, he's not angry.
I'm not angry.
مش انه يعني اقول لي happy birthday يعني it's gonna be a happy one او لا. اخر همي بالعكس. انه بهمني my close friends بالاخر هني اخر همي البقوي. بس انه جو سون يا دي جون بيزار.
بس انه جو مفو انا. My friends are همي my close friends انه يمديز بس انه يا دي جون يا دي اخوات شرموطة كس امون.
بس ما بفهم ليه انه انه جو سيبا انه مثلا friends that you don't see often بس انه you see او مثلا you know old friends that you were super close with but you know la relation a fade بس انه ما في شيء مشكل معين صار انه مثلا de la famille des amis loin انه قصص هيك او انه عالم مثلا بيحكوكم بس بدهم شغله طب ولو انه نهار عيد انه على القليله جيت هابي بيرثدي you know it's weird
هذا حكي لان بدهم
شغله I think هي
bro I was just thinking of like look, can she what everything that's happening بالبلد هلا و the Syrians that are getting beaten up who had the Seattle like oh, they don't wish you happy birthday no تمنى ما he's like losing his shit bro I just puts things into perspective like look at his face under the lighting is really not like doing him any favors right now
the shadow تبعه ورا
انه ليه ما بفهم ليه انه مثلا موا كان جو سكرول دون مي ستوريز انه اذا بشوف انه حدا عيده وبعرفه اكيد جدي هابي بيرثدي انه شو بيشلي مني انه اولد سكول فريندز نوت ايفن فريندز انه اولد سكول ميتس حتى جو سي با مثلا حدا بعرفه حدا هيك انه كلها كلمه انه شو بتقدم وبتاخر انه جو سي با بخوال جون
هاو ماتش لونجر تطلع منه
انه بتعلق
Like yeah, you know, and he doesn't
he
care.
Happy birthday, bro! Happy birthday!
Happy, on and on.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's like that.
Happy birthday, dear Joy, who tried to sue us and was called nude in the middle of the night, threatening her to take down the video, or else he's gonna sue us and take us to court. And his brother called us too and also threatened to take us to court, but then we didn't. Take down the video and we left it and then they didn't take us to court.
Happy birthday to you.
خلاص ما تقول معايا ابنك يا جوي. Let's take a second folks to thank a very special sponsor this week. Let me tell you the story of how the sponsorship came about. نحن متى بتعرفوا على سنة we're doing premieres. We're premiering these episodes from time to time. Hey, we can have the live chat. You guys can interact with us and have a good time. A viewer by the name of Mustafa Haidar, I don't know if he even wanted me to mention him, but Mustafa, it's too late. This is being recorded, and I ain't deleting this. So he was like, how can I support you guys? I want to support you guys. I want to send you guys like more than like $5 on the live chat. What can I do? I wanted to help out. So he sent us, he asked for the email. I gave him the email. He's like, I want to send you some money. But so what can we do? I'm like, you can sponsor the episode if there's any business you want to sponsor or something. He was like, my brother recently opened a pet shop called Pet Picks. And I would love for you to like give him a shout out on, you know, on the podcast. And he supported the show, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's a lovely story.
Mustafa, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
That is very kind of you. And let me tell you a little bit about Pet Picks, folks. An awesome pet shop in Hazmi. I have not had the chance. They've invited me to go. And they told me that they're going to treat me to all sorts of beautiful things. So you best believe I want to go. But so I've just had not had the time. I've had an incredibly busy 2 weeks. But here's a little video that I'm going to play of Pet Picks in the background. Yeah. As we talk about this lovely establishment, folks. And we're gonna react to this video because they have all sorts of things that I actually... like, so you can call them and you can order online, so you don't even have to go to their location. And the new Purina Gold Pro plan, which my cat is addicted to, literally, that's all he eats. So they have all of the fine foods that I would need. They have all sorts of treats and equipment and gear. And what am I saying? Equipment, just cat supplies, dog supplies, all sorts of animals. And I asked Kamina before the sponsorship, I'm like, do they sell any pets? Because we can't support a business that sells. Animals. We are a big adopt, don't shop, folks. And he assured me they do not sell any animals at that shop, folks. So let me tell you, and you guys are going to get an offer. If you go there in person, folks, if you visit the store, the first 20 customers that go to Pet Picks and Hazmi and tell the cashier, do not worry, you're going to get 10% off of your purchase of $30 and over. Just say, do not worry to the cashier, folks. And you're going to enjoy a beautiful little discount on behalf of Pet Picks. They got all the good stuff. And again, just think about this, Yana. You are supporting literally a fan of the show. This is who you're supporting. Make sure you follow them on petpicks.lb on Instagram to keep up with all their latest products. You can send them DMs, ask them questions, give them a call. And again, you can order online. You don't even have to go to the store. But if you want to get that discount, go to the store. Again, remember, you would be supporting fellow Do Not Warriors. We're all in this together. A bunch of you guys have businesses. If you all support together, we'll make it through. So thank you so much to Mustafa Haider for supporting the channel and the podcast. And thank you to PetPicks. We really appreciate you guys. So yeah, check him out. Wajih Sar, folks, a legend on this podcast. One of my favorites. A main character, as Nadim describes him. We had this fun interaction with Nadim over a few days ago. I caught him on a live. I want to enjoy this. This is beautiful.
Do not worry, podcast. Thank you. Thank you for your heart. Thank you.
So you might notice his chest here, his chest hair. Or there's not a lot of chest hair. You might notice it looks like a freshly shaved chest. Here's why, folks. He thought for Wajih Kamina got hair transplants. So here he is getting an update to his hair transplant, and he's going to describe where they're getting those hairs from.
استاذ وجيه صقر حبيب القلب التحدي الكبير احنا اليوم عم نعمل تاني زرعة سحبنا من الدقن سحبنا شوي من الصدر والماكسيموم من المانحة عم نعمل الزرعة الثانية
من الصدر. Okay, first, what is مانحة?
ما بعرف شو.
Check it, because I know بالزرع بياخذوا من هون from the side. And when they run out of that, they take from the beard. And I thought the beard was as weird as it would get. Beard hair, putting it on your head. They're getting chest hairs, yo. They're getting this motherfucker's chest hairs. And they're going to get his leg hairs. They're going to get all sorts of hairs. And all these men that are balding and doing laser hair removal. Stop doing laser. You're getting rid of your future hair. Keep that stuff. You know what I mean? Instead of here, just stick it on your head.
بتشيل تقرع أو بتشيل تزرع شعر.
خي ما بعرف. وجيه looks pretty sexy مع الزرع. مش بدنا نقول لك شوف تكمل شوف مال الريزلتا
سيركل من ورا وبدون ما نقص الشعر
هذه مرجله انك ما تقص الشعر انك تعملي
انا ما بفهم
ليه بورا شوي من قدام وتعبي من ورا كمان لانه هيدي شغله عن جد تحدي هيلثي بيوتي كلينك انا كثير بشكركم براود 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 اني اكون الايمج كونسلتنت تبعكم
حبيبي حبيبي
انتم فريق العمل بتطير العالم
I just love how he's always on it. حتى عم يزرعوا له شعر. اسم الله عم بيعمل عم يسوي الفيديو. He would be doing a TikTok live if he could. عنده ring light فوق. يعني he's in his element.
ليك الورا برو. العالم.
No, it looks like three of them is like just working on him. سيد قبل ما تخبرينا شو الماني حتى نخلي سيد الفيديو.
No, it's so stupid.
ويعطيكم ألف عافية. يلي بده يزرع ما عنده إلا healthy beauty clinic.
Thank you. الحمد لله على سلامتك.
Thank you. His thank you is the best, bro. What a king, Ajed. I fucking love this man.
Thank you.
شو يعني شو المانحة يا؟
You're so stupid. المانحة is like, المنطقة المانحة is like the donor area.
اللي بتمنح يعني.
So they took edma fion من الصدر يعني they shaved his chest clean. And for more proof of his new bare chest, look at him here. He's talking about something important coming هون ما بتذكر عن شو بس.
مرحب. إذا مصرياتكم نضاف يعني مش جايين من وراء غسيل أموال، إذا هدول جايين من تعبكم وبدكم ترجعوا تستعيدون، ما قلنا إلا نعمل وقفة تضامنية كلنا سوا لكل يلي بهمه الأمر بده يستعيد مصرياته، لازم نتعاون كلنا سوا، ما رح نبقى بقى مكتوفي الأيدي وقاعدين ناطرين، لأنه ما في خطة إصلاحية. صار لنا 3 سنين ما في أي خطة إصلاحية، واللي واللي قاعدين على
They just figured it out on TikTok. So is there like a plan on TikTok for like a new revolution?
هو وحدة تانية بدون عم بيجمع phone numbers وبدون مثل أنه to plan something.
ثورة number 2. I would follow this man to the edge of the world. أنا وجيه سأر. I would follow him to death. I don't care where he leads me. I will follow. So أنا وجيه الأستاذ أستاذنا. شو ما بدك أنا بعمل خيي. I am with you in the battle. If we're fighting the military, شو ما بدك. Are you guys with me in this war مع وجيه سأر؟
مع وجيه سأر ما أنا إيه بحبه.
شو فادي شربل يعني شو؟
لا بحبه بس مش بالثورة ما بعرف شو لك.
بما سمعت شو. Thank you for your heart.
I wouldn't أنا ما بوثق بهز leadership.
ما بوثق بس بالليدرشيب تبعه أنا.
أنا الكراسي عنا هن الحرامية هن سرقينهم ومبسوطين إنه نحن الشعب ساكتين ومشرزمين بين بعضنا.
Look at that chest.
إذا بدكن مهتمين لهذا الموضوع please بعتونا رقم تليفونكن على تيك توك عندي أو عند باتريسيا داغر أو على الإنستغرام أو على الفيسبوك.
I can have his number هيك. I can just WhatsApp with
أو إنستغرام وجي سأر أو باتريسيا داغر تنتواصل كلنا سوا مع بعضنا تنقدر نعمل وقفة تضامنية وأكيد.
There's a WhatsApp group.
Bro, تخيلكم واحد.
Bro, we need to be in that WhatsApp group right now. جيب لي رقمه هلا فوتوا على تيك توك تبعه. Give me his phone number. I'm joining that fucking WhatsApp
Never.
group.
هلا لايف.
أنا هلا بدي هلا هلا هلا
هلا بالحلقة هلا.
باتريسيا أو هو باتريسيا بدي رقمه برو. بعت أنت بعت له رقمي عن يمك. سنة قال له ديام قال له زيدوا على الواتساب جروب هلأ لهيدا الشاب
تلمية. وإذا اضطرينا نوقف البلد
أنا بوقفه معك البلد.
فكونوا كتار لو سمحتوا تنقدر نرجع نستعيد أموالنا.
وجيه صار فوكس وجيه صار. And the chest thing is news to me يعني. And I have some long leg hairs هولي نحطهم هلأ.
أنا عم بتخيل like أنه like the texture of chest hair is different than
Don't even go the beard hair. The when they're plugging in the beard hair, my this is so different than my. This is like thick. Ooh. It's so weird. My bad. I don't know how they're doing it. It's
does like, it end up?
It's to like filler. My bad. Does it grow longer? Like for example, my chest hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't get longer than this. So does that mean when I put it on my head, does it stay this long or can it get longer now that it's on my? صارت البصلة براسة هلا شو بيصير فيها للبصلة؟
لا بحسيها البصلة بتطول يعني.
The word البصلة بكره أصلاً بصلة الشعر بصلة الشعر. بس إيه like it, does the chest hair once it's on your head does it automatically now get longer, you know what I mean? Who knows? Crepe away. Last week we talked about the Birdalicious ad. My wish, crepe away. We went kind of viral. The ad was already going viral before. Now we just kind of talked about it, highlighted it. I thought I wasn't doing anything wrong. We're just like, hey, this is a weird ad between crepe away, wish, Birdalicious, especially that crepe away is a revered institution in the history of Lebanon, folks. I told you guys how much I like crepe away. Anyways, we talked, we reacted to the ad, all fun and games, posted it on TikTok, and I forgot about it. actually, let's just remember, let's just watch it one more time. Crepeway does not want us to play this ad ever again, folks, but we're going to just play just to jog everyone's memory of why we reacted to this.
عالفاتورة خصم 25%
بالمية
يلا انفز روح على وين
مش انصاب نزل
كمان حط مصاري بحسابك
لا تدفع بيوتك
مش تقرب وشك عفرك ربوي لا تاكل وتدفع بوش بيك
وش
كلهم جلاجين بلغة الفيديو
نحن لسه في دين من خصم 25 لا احد يقدر يدين
I've seen this way too many times.
I
love how they're cheering. It'll be SNL at the end of like Saturday Night Live. I'm exactly like I'm Loshi. Like we've done it.
Group hug.
We have a group. They're group hugging. Kamena. Like we have done something amazing. So let us give ourselves a hand, a round of applause.
ليك عن جد كل هالعالم اللي بالفيديو هنا من أجل أجل جيء لبنان عن جد وهول ما بعرف فين عطون relevancy.
I got a comment from one of them, someone who's a friend, who's a, not Mr. Friend, but you know, like an acquaintance who I find very nice. We forgot to react to this other ad coming again. Crepeway, I'm very sorry to do this, but you know, we have to just for historical context. We did not react to this. This was the second part of the ad, which, oh Lord, could possibly might even be worse than the first one. I know that's saying a lot, but you know, if you're used to Birdalicious, it might not be that bad. And to me, this is all new.
Hi guys, أنا اليوم بكريب أواي عاملين 25% ديسكاونت وأنا وين في وفرتي؟ بيرت وانجاتي بمجرد ما تكونوا منزلين أبليكيشن ويش ويش يو سي ذا ويش بتروحوا على أي فرع ويش بتحطوا مصاري بحسابكم فوتوا على ويش باي يو سكان ذا كيو آر كود بس هلا في جمالة ولأنه دفعتي بوش باي رح يطلع لكم 25% خصم على الفاتورة معكم من هلأ للأحد. اليوم رح أعمل جربتي لأيتمز ماني مجربتها قبل عند كريب أوي. اليوم عنا ستيك فريت مع كينوا ستروبري أند كو.
هاتفي الديها برو
لا بهالإيد يام.
That's a lot.
Like, I called her a cartoon character the last episode. I really think that's very accurate. Like, you know, it's nonstop. It's not, I'm sure she's a very nice person, a very sweet person, an amazing person. It's just like the shtick, the gimmick is not really mine. But Bert, you're probably a very nice person. Not had the last week, Mahkina Shian. Let's continue watching. I'll get to it.
So super, Taibe. I think mushrooms.
Mushrooms? It's also the trying too hard to be normal. Like, I'm so goofy and quirky. It drives me crazy. Oh, Rebecca. هلا بنحكي عن Rebecca. She left a comment that was upset. زعلت منها Rebecca.
Yum. It's giving Jumanji. A jungle. I love it. هلا دوركم انتم استفدتي من 25% خصم
بالابلكيشن
بتدفع من خلال وش باي بيطلعكم 25% ديسكاونت لحديه نهار الاحد. سو يلا استفدتي شو ناطرين استفدتي.
It's not funny. You stop laughing. Holy, those fake laughs. I'm up for them, bro. Those fake social media laughs. Like, I'm so normal. This isn't rehearsed. It's like, this is...
هو كلهم مديريه كرنج لاند يعني.
As much as you think this bothers me, folks, this does not bother any of us or you as much as it bothered good people at Crepeway, who reached out to me, folks, in a DM on Instagram to explain this whole thing, folks.
Situation.
يعني حسيت حالي جينو رعيدة بال 2016 وقتها قال إنه رودستر داينر غلى كتير الأسعار وكتبوا له كومنت. Mr. Gino, we apologize. Please let us explain. I felt like I was taken back to 9 years ago when blogs were a thing.
Wow.
Was if you talk something about a restaurant, they كانوا يحكوك دغري. Before I read the DM that I got from Crepeway, we did get a comment from Rebecca Yamin, who is in the video, and I didn't recognize her the first time you watched it. She's wearing like the leather jacket. She's one of the dancers in this. So, Rebecca, we caught you now. So you can't. This is gonna live with you forever. So she left this comment, and she said she's honestly very creative, genuine, and fun. I don't get the hate. It's supposed to be sarcastic. Stop trying to bring down a good person with your hurtful words. I honestly didn't respond to this because I met Rebecca. She was very nice. I met her at a shoot with Kamal Name. She has a Spider-Man tattoo. I have a Spider-Man tattoo. To me, anyone with a Spider-Man tattoo deserves mutual respect. But Patsy responded on my behalf and said everything I would have said. She said, Rebecca, go watch the episode. He didn't even hate on her. He just said the ad is ass because it is. And I did make sure to say say anything hurtful towards Birdalicious because I don't even know her. Again, she's probably a very nice person. But I do have a couple of things to say. If she's that nice of a person, why is her best friend Toofy Luke? We're going to explore that a little bit. Let's get to the DM. I'm not going to reveal who sent me the DM. I'm going to keep that secret, but I know some people might figure it out. I got this from Crepeway. They were pretty serious. It says, hey, Anthony, I hope you're doing well. I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say what position he has, but it's a pretty big role at Crepeway. He's also one of the partners of Crepeway. A big fan of your show. Always very entertaining and all in good humor. Just wanted to clarify that the video that was done by Birdalicious was not produced by Crepeway. We had a collaboration with Wish for a week to help them promote their payment solution, and they hired some influencers to promote the activity. Birdalicious is probably a great person. I'm going to skip that part. The influencers were invited by Wish to come have dinner with their friends at Crepeway and shoot some content to promote Wish Pay, and they decided to shoot this after dinner without briefing me. Anyway, would you mind sharing your number? I have an idea I want to run by you. I hope to hear from you soon. Enjoy your weekend. So I did end up responding to that person. I sent them my phone number. They called me. We talked. We had a great conversation. This person is extremely nice. They mentioned, and I mentioned that I thought that Crepeway was around 29 to 30 years old. He told me that Crepeway is actually 40 years old, and they're celebrating their 40 years this year. They also asked if I'm going to be honest with you, and I told them that I was going to say this. And like, they asked me if I wanted to like collaborate with them in some way to help promote Crepeway's 40 years. I'm like, look, I don't want it to seem weird that like I'm out here shit talking like an ad that had to do with Crepeway, and then 2 weeks later, hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Crepeway. He laughed too, like he found it very funny. So. We are going to meet. Like he's like, let's have lunch sometime. I'm like, perfect. Let's talk about it. It's all, and I really like Crepeway. So this, they just really wanted to make it clear that this was not a Crepeway thing. I'm sure Crepeway, they regret saying they started with Wish, like the saying the Wish collaboration. When I come in, like, I think, and they were hoping, because they knew of the ad before, like, I ever talked about it. Like, they knew that it was bad. So they were just kind of hoping it would die down. It kind of started dying down. People were stopping. And then Anan Zilit, like, the fucking asshole that I am, like, the hemorrhoid that I am. No garlic, no onions, McDonald's video. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't see this? Boom, slapped it on Instagram and TikTok. Went viral again. So then they started getting all these messages again. So Ana Hkito at telephone. I thought my day was done. I have set aside my beef with Crepeway. We are good. I go to my boxing gym later that night. I'm jogging around, getting ready to warm up and stuff. There's a man looking at me, shaking his head. I'm like, oh no. He walks towards me, sticks out his hand, shakes my hand. I'm like, hello. He's like, shu aamil fina anta. I'm like, uh-oh. What is this about? He's like, I'm the CFO of Crepeway. I'm like, God damn it. Here at the boxing gym. He's like, I'm the CFO. Since I revealed his position, it was a man named Roger. Hello, Roger. Kifak, yatik lafi. Very nice man. So he's like, Shraimil Fina. I'm like, oh my God. I started to apologize. I'm apologizing on behalf. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you guys didn't make the ad. He's like, man, he's like, nahna, like, our employees love you. They're all like fans of your shows. Why would you do this? I'm like, I swear it wasn't me. I thought it was an ad. I was just calling it out for being bad. I'm like, khalas. I spoke to the guy on the phone.
That's so cute.
I'm like, we buried this. He's like, manak tando at the phone. I'm like, God damn it. So I invited Roger al ghada. I'm like, Roger, you're coming with us. We're all gonna go have lunch together. Guys, I'm gonna sink my tentacles deep into the Crepeway family now. Ana rahsid partner by the end of this whole thing. That's the goal. So anyways, so
they
really want to make it clear that they had nothing to do. It's too late. The damage is done. You know what I mean? There's nothing I could do at this point. Well, I'm sorry if I did it. And I really were just commenting on those horrible ads. Well, how am I going to think that it wasn't Crepeway? She was wearing a Crepeway outfit, the waiter's outfit. She's dancing. I'm like, of course. Look, I just assumed it was cleared by Crepeway. It happened under their noses. They think it was wrong. You know what I mean? They were like, oh shit, this shouldn't have happened. You know what I mean? They shouldn't have. I was like, you don't have to apologize to me. Nothing happened to me. Like, why? Like, don't feel like you have to talk to me. Mr. Gino, please, we're sorry about the prices. Like, I'm not Mr. Gino. But anyways, so that was that. That was fun. Birdalicious, that's a quick update. So Birdalicious is nice. Birdalicious is sweet. طيب, we reacted to a video of her Matufiluk last week. What is this? Come in and like, I'm going to tell you. I don't know if this is copyrighted. So again, Birdalicious is probably very nice, but anyone who knows Tufiluk's social media history knows the kind of person that he is. So if you associate this closely with Tufiluk, are you a really nice person? Are you? I'm sure you are. But then again, you're best friends with the devil. You know what I mean? So
he looks like the devil.
He might have gotten nicer over the years, but then no.
My past.
Like all the, oh, she's so nice and she's so sweet. And I'm the first one to say it, and I'm sure she's so nice and she's so sweet. But Birdalicious, why are you best friends with Doofy Duke? Have you not seen my 3-year-old episode? Anyways, we need to get into that. Do you want to watch her blog? She went on Hisham, talked about being popular and stuff. Do we care about any of that stuff? خلاص enough Birdalicious. God bless you, Birdalicious. You're probably very nice.
God bless you. Keep going.
Keep going. So the Toofy Luke stuff. What if it collaborations with Toofy Luke?
Will die.
Well, don't, the crap way does not, they're not going to let her in anymore. I'm sorry.
No matter what.
I told the guy on the phone, like I wanted to do a Crepeway parody. I'm like, can I, like, I was like, I wanted to go to, like, Crepeway and, like, look around and hear, like, Birdalicious a song playing. He's like, please don't. Like, please no. No, no, no. Like, they just want this to die, bro. And I just felt like such an asshole. But Sanjay Dana Machasne. Damon Titla Fi. Damon, and I end up being the bad guy because I just react to something.
Okay.
Mahink? I'm the victim. Get sad for me, please. Saturday after dinner, folks. Lebanon's favorite podcast. True.
I think we are Lebanon's favorite podcast.
We are definitely not
We're not in the top podcast. Six, bro. Anyways, Saturday after dinner, folks. The granddaddy of Lebanese podcasts. والله يعني شو بدنا نقول. Muin was in the hospital, apparently. I didn't know. Here's a video that they released on their Instagram, on their social media. Muin was treated for pneumonia. Well, they took a break. Media Hone looks like she's lost a family member. Yani God, they look very sad. It's a pretty serious video. Let's watch.
مرحبا. أول شيء أنا أشكركم على كل المسجات اللي طلعنا يوم بس تفرجت إنه أنا بالمستشفى إن كان على حساب الخاص على حساب سادة أو كمان على حسابك ميديا. Thank you so much. أنا عادة ما بحب أحكي عن قصص البرايفت، ما بحب أحكي عن قصص الشخصية لأنه بحس في قصص أهم بكثير عم بتصير بالعالم. بس نحن كنا واعدينكم نطلع سردة كل جمعة، وهالكم جمعة ما كنا عم نعمل هذا الشيء، فقلتنا نعطيكم explanation قصيرة على ليش ما كنا موجودين.
So the fact that you need to make that video, like, you know, we promise you a video every week, but we weren't able to release a video every week. Let us it's like an apology, like, you know, here's why we weren't able
Sorry, I let you down.
Hey, it was Anjad, it's fine, no pressure. I feel the same way. And as if I skip 1 week, I'm like, oh shit. Mm. Like, if I the thought of skipping 2 weeks is a nightmare for me. Anna, should I see it with the Patreon? Everyone's gonna leave. The algorithm's gonna forget us. Everyone's gonna move on. It is horrifying. So the fact that, you know, they're like, oh, you know, they have to explain. We're عادين على الأرض عشوائي. You're like, you know, we're so sorry. ما نزلنا حلا وهذا كان بالمستشفى. It's just, it's kind of funny in a way too. It's absurd.
أنا من كم يوم كنت قالوا لي إنه كان عندي نمونيا. يعني التهاب بالرؤية وكانت كتير advanced. كانت كتير متطورة وما كنت عم بقدر أتنفس. كان عندي كتير صعوبة. ضليت روح على المستشفى لكم يوم. كانوا يعطونا antibiotics ويعالجوني. من هونيك طلعت صورة المستشفى. طلعت منها الحمد لله مش حل الانتيبيوتكس، وبعد شوي كمان انا عندي موعد مع الحكيم. بس كمان بدي اوضح شيء، انه النمونيا كانت جزء من مشكلة اكبر بكثير عم بتصير فينا انا وميديا.
انا كنت كثير كثير تعبانه، صار لي فتره ما كنت عارفه ليه هالقد تعبانه، ما كان عندي قوه اعملهم، وبتعرفوا كل شيء مشاكل هيك نفسيه
ما بيبينوا على الاكسوي مشكلتي انا يعني
اكزاكتلي exactly. ووصلت لمرحله ما كنت في خبي بقى ورا الميك اب، فشفت حكيم وقال لي عندك برن اوت. برن اوت مش بس ضغط، بس الشغل، ويكون عندي كتير شغل. بوقتها بهيدي الفتره كان بدي اهتم بكتير قصص لحالي، مشاكل شخصيه وعائله. فمعين قال لي صار وقت تاخذي بريك، ترتاحي شوي،
اخذ شويه نفس.
انت ما كان عندك نفس.
ما كان عندي نفس
بس سو قررنا كمان ناخذ اوف ليتل بيت كمان، انه لازم نرتاح،
تصير احسن
شوي احسن.
Bro, he was in the hospital. She's going through like a bunch of personal issues. Like they're explaining, no, sorry, we couldn't do an episode. It's like, it's fine, guys. You can skip. If you can not
know
YouTube video.
Come in, I know, as creators who love doing what they do.
You know, that the connection to the audience. And you feel like you have to explain.
They owe it to their audience.
But so, no, they really don't, is what I'm trying to say. Like, even I, when I feel bad.
They don't, but then they feel like they owe it.
But so, no, they don't. I would probably do the same thing, but so, no. It's just we're overthinking it, you know what I mean?
يقول معين، فما رح نرجع قبل العيد، رح نرجع شوفكم من بعد العيد مع ضيوف حلوين.
ضيوف كثير قوية. Thank you للبيشنتس تبعكم. بعرف كانت هيك غايبة شوي ثقيلة، بس صدقونا لما انه I think هذا البريك كلنا كنا عايزينه.
غايبة ثقيلة لأنه
كنت great to see you again. Thanks again لكل هول المسجز، يعني ما استوعبت شو صار. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
سلامتكم. Medea sounds like more fucked up than Moaine, he was in the hospital for pneumonia, bro. She sounds like سلامتك يا Medea.
سلامتكم
guys. Burnout is a bitch, man.
وأنا كنت بدي أحكي شوي عن ال إنه like you know YouTube. I know we talk about this every once in a while.
شو أنا بحس عندي creative block أكتر.
Bro, they've been doing this for 4 years. I know we've been doing this for over 3 years now. Said they started like almost a full year before we did. So come in almost every week. بينزلوا إنه they skip every now and then. مثلنا they skip a little bit more than we do. بس إنه it is tiring. I always ask myself, like, how long are we supposed to do this? Because all these sorts of jobs, content creators, podcasters, we're the first generation, maybe some people older than us, that are doing this. يعني. And I'm about, at what age am I supposed to retire? How long does a podcast normally run for? What's the norm? 3 years, 5 years? Am I supposed to go for 10 years? Is it normal if this keeps going for 10 years? Like, mabarif. So, henna kamena, they've been doing this for 4 years. Are they going to be doing sedde forever? Yani, this is like it's. They have full time jobs. When I have a full time job, I do my podcast. I have my boxing. I have like a personal life that I try to fucking balance, not nearly well enough as I should. So it's like, I do feel burnt out. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm gonna get pneumonia from it. So no, you never know. Maybe at some point it gets pretty intense. But so no, that's why the break that we took last week is very important. I want to try to take more breaks on it because I feel like we really do too much. If anything, like if I've been inspired by anything lately, like Schumacher, those motherfuckers drop like 16 minutes a month, bro, and they're doing great. Damn, type Hannah, let down, you know what I mean? 2 hours a week. Fuck that shit. Let's just take a break, man. Let's just do one episode every 2 months. But so we can't. Like, now we started. Umuain said this started as one episode a week. You can't change halfway through and start doing 2 episodes a month. The algorithm punishes you. Now we started one episode a week. A lot of people are like, why don't you just do once a month or once every 2 weeks? Like, you can't. This is a weekly show. If you change your release schedule, you get punished. Even when you take a break for 2 weeks, bro, you're terrified. Is the audience going to move on? Are your patrons going to fucking abandon you? Is this going to happen? Fine. I get them. I get them being tired. It's just kind of, you know, it's just like the fact that you have to explain yourself for just doing a normal thing, like taking a break. 3 years, Anjed, like people, you don't realize, you know, for 3 years, I've had no Tuesdays. No Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Like two days out of my week just disappear to make this show. When I take 1 week off, you have no idea the difference that it makes. I feel like I have it. I can get haircuts. Anjed. I can go see friends. I can fucking go out. Like my life, bro, a different life when I just skip 1 week.
Seriously.
When I want to take more breaks, to be honest with you guys, and because it feels good to take some time off. Because 3 years, but the first year, I was like, fuck it, let's do this. But no, the more we do this, the more I need it to be sustainable. And for this to be sustainable, So.
حتى I think, their format شوي أصعب إنه as in guest week, if I did pass up time.
Nick, actually, I would disagree with you. To be honest with you, sometimes I wish I had guests, bro. Sometimes I wish I had guests, bro. You know what you have to talk about? You just do a little bit of research. You prepare a list of questions. You can block shoot these. They can shoot 6 interviews in 1 week and release them over 4 months. No one would know the difference. نحن every single week, but like fresh topics that are relevant. Are people going to watch? Are people going to click? Is this interesting? Is this not? Is this dramatic enough? Is this Haida? Give me a fucking guest, bro. I don't want guests because I hate doing interviews. I'm not interested in guests. I don't give a fuck about whatever the fucking person accomplished. And to me, there's like 5 people that I would be interested in interviewing. And I've already interviewed 2 of them. Joseph Shada, Joseph Medai. Like, I just want interesting, weird, hicky conversations. But what about the interviews? What about the shiso? It's not even something that I would do. But being able to block shoot and تسوي كذا حلقة وthen you're ما عم بتسوي for weeks, bro, that's a blessing. نحنا
بس block shooting كمان إنه منو أحلى شيء.
مش أحلى شيء بس إنه you have free time. نحنا we have no. نحنا every week بدنا نسوي on a Tuesday تنزل حلقة نهار خميس. It's exhausting. It's very tiring. ونحنا هلا it's the only reason it's not that exhausting is because I have a team. وصار everyone's deli and Elijah edits. Hey, so everyone does a little part and we're like a well-oiled machine at this point. فينا نزل. I know when I did this all by myself, bro. I used to shoot on Wednesday night, edit all night, overnight, تنزل Thursday.
How you used to shoot Wednesdays?
It was very tiring. It was very exhausting.
Whoa.
And we had to add a buffer date so that we can edit because when the show got longer. But I find it weird. Like, for some reason, I don't know, when said they have guests, I always get like such a weird, like dark sexual vibe. Vibe like, you know, weird. They do weird. I feel like they do weird stuff with their guests. Like, Pesno Medea. Like, for some reason, like, how did they just had Schumacher on? Pest, like, she drank some of, like, Rana's blood to you know, like, donne-moi ta jeunesse. Some shit.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. It's kind of
this is Anjad, why people hate us.
No one hates us.
I think
you don't think they drink people's. You don't think they drink people's blood? Pest said that gives me like straight up blood drinking vibes, bro. Like they cut visual guests, you solo them, and they like they have like a ritual of blood drinking.
Ambiance tabal.
Candles.
It's very ritualistic. I know.
Pest made a tishab, you know.
To maintain her youth.
Nah, no.
Salamatkun, guys.
Shout out Elijah. Shtanela kteer.
Good luck editing this section. One final word of wisdom before we move on. One final video of Joseph Shada bench pressing. And we call it a day.
Jiba is a fake jiba. 50 kilo bench press.
It's like the smallest bench press I've ever seen. Good on you, Ashad. Don't stop. Folks, this was our episode. Sorry if it ran a little long. Let me just take a second to thank our good friends over at PetPix and Mustafa Haider. Thank you so much for supporting the show and sponsoring this episode. Another quick welcome to Fat Phoenician, our brand new patron, blonde patron. Thank you, Fat Phoenician. And a quick thank you to Joy Tassidis, Aline, JR, Areni Poladian, Mustafa Zelzali, and Along. Superhero patrons like Joey Daboul, Andrew the Biss, Muhammad Mansour, the Zatariya family, and Maroon Buslaymin, and our Gatier patrons, Ifat Fakih Burgery, Eliel Mujabbir, Jessica Ann, and Jack Sleeman. If you guys want to support this channel, you can support us on Patreon. Find a tier that's right for you. We cannot keep this show going without you. We love you. And interns, anything you guys want to say?
No, thank you guys for supporting us.
Happy holidays, happy Eid.
Ramadan Kareem.
Stay safe, everybody. Syrians, had. Keep hitting. Keep out of sight. God bless. And as always, folks,
do not worry.